It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Join us every weekday at noon Eastern while we talk about what's on our mind, if we can remember what it is.
I love it. It's not always Mary who forgets what she's talking about. Oh, man. Y'all need to be careful listening to this show because we have side effects. This show comes with a warning. You could hear us forgetting what we're talking about, forget what we're supposed to talk about, or you could laugh, you could increase your knowledge, and you'll probably learn a new word of the day.
Likely, yes.
In fact, today's new word goes perfectly with what we just happened. What just happened? It's remorseless.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what remorse is?
I know what remorse is.
What is it?
Well, it would be the opposite of remorseless, right? I mean, remorse. I'm thinking
Captain Obvious.
If something is remorseless, it has no remorse. I guess remorse is wishing you hadn't done or wishing you had done something.
It's deep regret or guilt.
Deep regret or guilt, yeah.
I'd even forgotten that.
You know, and I've heard people say, that's something that I've thought about many days of my born days. People say, I got no regrets, no regrets. You know, and I always thought, wow, how awesome to live my life with no regrets. I always wish I could.
Oh, man, I just realized I have a regret.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because, you know, I'm looking at the script for the show we're going to do next instead of the show we were planning to do now. Because we talked about doing a show about the things you'll never regret.
Well,
and I jumped in and I'm prepared for that. But Gene and I had said before we started this that we needed to talk about
something different.
Breath mints.
Yeah, we can go ahead and finish this show, and then we'll clear the air, and then we'll do that one next.
Yeah, tomorrow. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow for our show on breath mints.
Yeah, we'll talk about
breath mints. It's going to be fun if we remember it.
There's something going on today in the last few days with the energy.
I don't know where all the planets and the stars are.
Well, you know, it's crazy.
A couple of days ago, it was so funny. I know we did a show about how I felt like I was a dog straining at the leash, but I was stuck in mud. I wanted to do things, but I couldn't go. And again, this past week, I've had a day where I felt like I should really be productive today. I've got so much to do, so many things I want to do. And a lot of it has to do with the podcast. A lot of it has to do with editing for the next issue of Be Unique. In fact, I was fortunate Saturday to be at Green Gables and working on one of the films that we're doing out there. And then after filming, six wonderful women, well, I guess five wonderful women, and I.
Oh, you're wonderful. I think you're wonderful, Mary.
Hey, I was nominated as a woman who rocks. Yeah. I must be okay.
Yeah.
But we went out for lunch and had a delightful afternoon because it took us three restaurants to find one that was open.
Oh.
And it was closed. We ended up at Gray's Belly, which was really an interesting... We're actually going to do an article about them, so I'm going to leave that at that. They were closed as well. There was a table out in the patio that was eating, and so Jennifer and Marion went up to the door, opened it. The door was open, and the guy said, I'm sorry, we're closed. And Jennifer said, you're the third restaurant that's been closed. Why does everybody close so early? He says, well, lady, it is 3:00 in the afternoon. We're just open for lunch, you know, breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, there's six hungry women out here. So he said, well, we only have crab cakes and salads. If you're content with that, then we're in business.
Sure.
So we did. They served us, and it was such a delightful experience. And then afterwards, we went right next door to a thrift shop called the Genesis House. And we're going to do an article about the Genesis House, which
awesome.
Is another nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a great day, and there was something I was leading up to, and I have totally forgotten why I had to segue all that in there.
Well,
it's something about regrets.
We were talking about regrets.
Yeah.
I
know what it was, because when we were sitting there afterwards, we were all hugging our goodbyes, and somebody said, oh, this was such a great day. And Jennifer said, well, anytime we get together with Mary, Jennifer, and Lynn, it's always magic. There is some kind of special energy when the three founders of Be Unique get together. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's been with us understands. And I'm not saying that in a, oh, I'm great perspective. I'm just stating the facts. You know, as long as you're speaking the truth. There was an old cowboy show called Will Sonnet back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it was played by Walter Brennan. And whenever he would talk about how, you know, I killed this guy or I arrested this guy. I think he was a sheriff or whatever. But anyway, somebody would say something about him bragging. And he'd say, no, ma'am, or no, sir, no brag, just facts. So that's how I feel when I say something that may seem egotistical. I am as far from that as possible.
Well, I'd like to point out, I think what you may be alluding to that is something that I notice as a third party is when you and Jennifer are together, the energy is the major energy that is Be Unique. It's what we're all drawn to here for. And it's the founding energy, basically.
Peace and unconditional love.
And the two energies together, I guess is what I'm saying, yeah. Join a single energy.
Well, even the people that aren't from Be Unique, because we were combined Be Unique and Green Gables. Yeah. At that table, there were three women from Green Gables and three women from Be Unique. And the Green Gables ladies said the same thing. You know, this has been so much more fun than we would have expected. Different after party, you know, cast party than normal. Yeah. And Jennifer said, that's because Mary's here. And she said, Mary is so magical that when we get together, but unfortunately, she never leaves her house. She stays home all the time. Mm-hmm. It's rare for us to get her out. And part of that is because I am working on the things that I need to work on, the administrative items, editing items, and the podcast. We're working on getting away from that, though. We're working on getting people trained to do some of the things that I do so that I don't have to do it all.
Well, sure. The next step. We're taking it to the next level. Yeah. Level up.
Level up, boys and girls.
No regrets, you know. I mean, you gotta... That's the whole thing, and I always thought, well, that'd be cool, but you know, in real life, and you said you do have a regret. In real life,
only one.
I've got a couple of regrets. I mean, not that I'm going to dwell over. You know, that's the thing. I think that regrets, sure, humans have regrets.
I have one incident that I've promised to take to my grave.
Uh-oh, okay.
So yeah, other than that, and you know, the funny thing is that particular incident is not necessarily my regret. It's another party's regret. And I promised I would take it to my grave. And other than, I think that's my regret, is that I made that promise. It's really a great story. Huh. It's a great story. I may have to fictionalize it and tell it. Sorry, Scott.
On global radio, you know.
But don't tell anybody, but Scott was involved. Nobody knows who Scott is. I don't even remember his last name. Like I said, it was not something that I haven't done prior to or since. And it wasn't something that was that bad. A little shady, maybe. But we have a list of things that Barb, our researcher, found for us that people will never regret.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'm a people. What's the stuff on there?
Let me know if you regret any of this, Gene.
Okay.
If you've ever done it or if you regret it.
Okay.
You will never regret being kind. Yes or no?
No.
You will never regret smiling at strangers.
No.
We did a show about that. Well,
not long ago.
A piece of a show not long ago about me smiling at a deputy sheriff and her smiling right back.
You know, I want to say that. Never regret smiling at strangers. Now, I'll tell you, I think in the long run, no. In the short run, there have been times when I've just had kind of a little sudden, ooh, maybe shouldn't have done that kind of thing. Where in the long run, and okay, I'd do it again because that was the right thing to do.
Some of that is in the context.
Yes.
If you're at a funeral and everybody's crying and you break out into this big ear-splitting grin, you might want to tone it down just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's ways that you smile, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to smile at a child if the mother's just finished telling you that the child went through a trauma, depending on what kind of trauma it was.
Right.
Time and place. Time and place.
Yes.
You will never regret chasing your dreams. I believe that. You will never regret being sincere.
Agreed.
You will never regret being loyal.
Agreed.
How about courageous?
Agreed. You know, all these sound like kind of the same thing, that any one of them could form an immediate regret, like a trigger, a regret as a trigger.
But yeah, like, okay, I'm courageous enough to go out and tell that person, I really like you. Oh, but if it's a guy, what if he thinks I'm flirting? Mm-hmm. And I've actually had situations where I was very kind to people, very, in a professional setting. And I actually had a man one time wait for me after I finished working, and he invited me out to coffee. And I said, thank you, but I don't drink coffee. Well, I'm not really asking you out to coffee, Mary. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm in a committed relationship. Yeah, but you've been flirting with me. No, I haven't.
Customer service.
Yeah, customer service. Now, I think you and I did a show one time about mercenary mm-hmm. flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all have to listen for to all our shows to hear some of these things that we've already talked about.
Well, you know, and I think, though, that being courageous is something you would still do.
Yeah.
But
now, I will tell you, here's one coming up that I am going to have a little conversation about. Mm-hmm. You will never regret giving people a second chance. Now, I'm going to tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis and I did that recently. We gave a guy a second chance. He was very forthright. He told us up front, he was a contractor, and he told us up front that he was a convicted felon. He'd served his time. He did the crime. He served his time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never going to do it again. And really, please give me a second chance. Well, it wasn't a second chance from us. We gave him the first chance, and he betrayed us. His true colors came out. So I do regret giving him a chance at all. But at the time, I didn't regret it.
No, and again, it's your perspective, and you might regret it right away, and then come to not regret it. You know, and maybe yeah. vice versa. But I think for me, in the long run, there have been many things that like what you just had. I had a guy come to my door and hungry, couldn't feed his family, wanted to mow my lawn. And he was going to go get a lawnmower. He was going to borrow. And I gave him a bag of food and gave him $40 to go borrow this lawnmower and do something, and never saw him again.
Oh, wow.
And, I was mad that he did that. You know, of course.
Conned you.
Yeah. And honestly, I about a year later, I saw him and I wasn't mad anymore.
Well,
I didn't regret it then. At the time, I regret it. I was so mad. I can't believe I did that.
Well, but if he'd have just told you, I need $40.
I would have said, here's 20, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, or 10, and a bag of food.
It's a matter of being him being honest with you.
Yes. And I think the point is, though, that I regretted trusting him with, you know, the bag of food and the $40.
But you didn't regret giving it to
but
him.
But I don't regret it at this point. After my initial anger and disappointment and all that stuff, would I do it again for another person? Probably, if I was a little bit more intuitive, which I am, than I was then. Well, so
we're
we're
about out of time, and we didn't finish this list. Let me real quick.
I regret not finishing the list.
I do regret not finishing the list, and we can continue this another time if we want to. But
well, we can go a little bit long, can't we?
Let me just zip it down here.
Yeah.
These are things you will never regret. Working hard, even when it hurts. Being able to laugh at yourself. I don't regret that. Being appreciative, being respectful, believing in your own abilities.
Yeah.
Upholding your standards, being good-natured, being kind-hearted, seeing the beauty in everything, being decent, loyal, logical, progressive. You will never regret going on a spontaneous road trip with no particular destination in mind. That sounds like you right there, Gene.
Yeah, I'm about ready. I'm due.
Facing your biggest fears, being well-read, reading a lot of books,
mm-hmm.
being original, or being polite. I agree with that. You will never regret most of those things. And if you have a regret, that is a lesson.
Yes.
That was one of the things that we wanted to make sure we talked about. Don't think of them as regrets. Think of them as lessons.
Opportunities.
Opportunities to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our opportunity to say goodbye. Gene's going to play a little tune. I'm going to say some stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're our show paradigm is in flux right now. And so what I really want to do, we got to get out of here. We've run long already. You guys got to get back to it as well. But I want to tell you, thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. Join us every weekday at noon Eastern. Check out all of our very cool radio shows at beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.